center yourself, or on going around ineffective education. Schools are structured to demand blind obedience. You may be threatened with being held back, an unfixable GPA, or never getting a job. All of this is happening so that you pass state tests, and so that the school can stay in business. All of this is very unfair, because learning is what you already do. Ineffective schools are just in your way to make money. A real school would encourage you to explore your own curiosities and connect them or drag them through different subjects. But ineffective schools, they don't even have real subject divisions. It's all tangled up. You still need to get to the real books. All the books that are held in high esteem by all the world's intellectuals, they belong to you. They contain your intellectual inheritance. As with everything else, fake bestsellers are everywhere. That too is a way to make money. But you still have to find all the correct books, the authentic life-changing works that will help you to your inheritance, all the best and most meaningful wisdom. I wish I could tell you adult ed is better, or that switching a few times will help you find one high school that actually works. But it is safer if you just center yourself. Find your narrated books at the local library and let them speak their beauty until you develop a strong grasp on the world, the way it really works. Teachers often dislike their job. They often dislike you. They lie about teaching you so that they just get paid. My favorite example is the screen projector in art class. If the teacher really wanted to teach you art, you'd start your art class by projecting your selfies on a big canvas. Hand-eye coordination is not a valid argument. It is a preference that inflates your teacher's ego. Same with music. You'd start the class by making songs in LMMS. It is really simple. You'd learn math by making P5JS screensavers and physics by making games. There's an easy on-ramp for everything. But the teachers are only interested in pushing you through. The threat of not having a high school diploma is a pretty good one. But you are also extremely intelligent. Get to the narrated books about effectiveness of education and enter the culture of those authors. And go talk to the principal. The books will show you what questions to ask. And please understand that when they tell you that you are gifted, it is just another attempt to transfer you out and shut you up. I have some idea what you need to ask them, both about school and about politics. But things change, and often surface observations like I'm doing need more work. And it has to be a student. Once you get to the diploma, nobody will let you back in. I suspect that becoming a teacher to change things inside out will feel awful, as everyone there will turn against you. After all, to them, you will represent more work and some kind of a threat to their stupid little paychecks. They will probably call you eccentric and laugh at how stupid the hormone students are. The principal will tell you what grades to give to your students, and people in charge will just block you from everything else. It takes 10 narrated books to get started with the subject of ineffective education and why things are the way they are. Please, don't let ineffective education get to you. Read your own books and witness with your own eyes. Finally, you don't have to rise up against ineffective education. You just need to center yourself in the middle of all the world's wisdom. This will help you grow without getting scared. And then your books will help you grow all the way up until you become a great being.